Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever. Praise God. Good morning, Taylor family. Good morning, Taylor friends. Good morning, Taylor Nation. Thank you to all those who are joining us over the internet, and thank God for those of us who brave the weather to meet us in the sanctuary. We welcome you and we give you greetings from the Taylor Tabernacle Church, where we are streaming live from West Philadelphia, where the elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor, and we greet you in the wonderful and majesty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And at this time, I will ask anyone who is able to stand to please stand with me as we will open with a prayer. And then we will have our scripture reading coming from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Again, that will be Romans, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we adore you, and we glorify you forever. For it is by your will that we are alive, and you have given us the grace to make it day by day. You promised us that whenever we call you, whenever we call upon your name, that you will answer us with your presence. So, Father, come into our midst. Fellowship with us. Visit us with your presence and make your blessings abundant in our service today. From beginning to the end, glorify yourself. And make us satisfied in you. Refresh us in you. Renew us and make us grow in you. As we start today, guide us through according to your will. For Jesus, you are the author and finisher of our faith. We cannot do anything except your presence comes. Lord, accept our worship and our praises. Let everything we do be divinely orchestrated from heaven. Let the manifestations of your power be released upon us. Open the windows of heaven and bless us abundantly, and let your joy overflow us all through this day. All these blessings we ask in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. And our scripture reading will be again coming from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And if you are there, you will find these words: For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked, that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Amen. Amen. And at this time, I ask that you continue to stand on your feet as we welcome the speaker for the day, our very own Sister Barbara Williams. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let's give him some glory this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. 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 Let's go right to the word of God so I can let you be seated. We're going to go this morning from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. And then we're going to add to the witness and go to Psalm 46, 10. Amen. Psalms chapter 46, verse 10. I'm going to read from the Amplified version, but you can follow along in your version. Very familiar story. Jesus stills the sea. On that same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee." So leaving the crowd, they took him with them just as he was in the boat. And other boats were with him. And a fierce windstorm began to flow, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern asleep, with his head on the sailor's leather pillow. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are about to die?" And he got up and sternly rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down as if it had grown weary. And there was at once a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith and confidence in me?" They were filled with great fear and said to each other, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Let's move on to Psalm 46, verse 10, to add to that witness. Verse 10, "Be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, our refuge, our high tower." Amen. 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 Let us go to the throne of grace. Most holy and wise Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time to come together in your house, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning. We exalt you this morning, Lord. We don't want the rocks to cry out for us this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to praise you for ourselves, for all the wonderful things you've done, for all the wonderful things you've yet to do. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord. We thank you that you hold us in the hollow of your hand, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you sit high and look low, Lord, on your children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are a healer, Lord. We ask you to walk through the hospitals, Lord, through the homes, Lord, of those that stand in the need of healing this morning, Lord. We know you to be a comforter, Father, those that are bereaved, Lord. We ask you to walk through and comfort them, Lord, to let them know that you are a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, Lord, and you can do everything but fail. We give you glory and honor this morning, Lord, because it is due to you, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Lord, and we thank you for the liquid sunshine you poured on us this morning so that the flowers may grow, so that the vegetables may grow, so that we may grow and continue in this life, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning. We give you all glory, all honor, and all power. This morning is yours, Lord. And we glorify your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We lift our voice up, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah. 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 If you think it's not robbery, call out. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We bless and praise your name. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Most High. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, Lord. As I said earlier, it's a very familiar story. Mark is the writer, and he writes in vivid description. I like Mark's writing. He paints a picture for me. He writes like an expert reporter reporting on a story, and he gives you detail. The Gospel of Mark presents itself as, presents Jesus as a miracle working Savior. He wrote the Gospel to strengthen and guide the Romans through Nero, through Emperor Nero's terrible persecutions. We pick up this story at verse 35. Jesus has been healing and casting out demons for the multitudes all day long. They're pushing in on him, and they've been calling on him, and he's been healing and preaching and teaching in parable all day long. Wouldn't you be pushing in on the man that he healed you, he saved you, he has done wonderful and miraculous works for you? And I want more. I want more of him. I want to be closer. Just let me touch him. Just let me touch the hem of his garment. More and more. In this story, we see God's deity. We see God's deity in human form, because he shows us here that he grew weary and tired. He needed rest. He needed food. He needed to get away. More and more and more, we want him. But God is about his Father's business now. What I need you to understand is, when we're standing here ministering, when deacons are ministering and praying for you, the Spirit is going out of us. We're giving, we're giving, we're giving. And we become weary and tired. And Jesus was with his friends. These disciples were his boys. They were his friends. They were Lillian and Keisha to me. That are to me. That's what they were to him. Amen. I know they're praying for me right now. I know they are. And I need that, and I appreciate that. And these were my, they're his confidants. They're my confidants when I need to go to him. Amen. He said, let us go to the other side of the Galilee. Amen. I need to get away. I need a moment. I need to catch my breath. Now, the Sea of Galilee is famous for those sudden and severe storms. They produce long winds that come through tunnels that pass through the canyons and the surrounding hills and create severe turbulence in the water. They took the Savior just as he was, tired and worn and hadn't eaten and no food, no time for cleanup. Let's go. Let's get on the boat. We have to go right now. Let's go. Into the boat they went. Even then, some of the crowd climbed onto their smaller boats and decided to follow Jesus. They're pulling and calling on him. The people are excited, probably talking among themselves about the events of the day. Let me slow down. Jesus is tired. He goes to the rear or the stern of the boat. I had to Google which one was front and back. But the stern is the back of the boat. And he fell asleep, fast asleep. With his head on a pillow. Amen. The Sea of Galilee is only about 8 miles wide, and it takes about 2 hours to make the trip by the boats of that day. So you know what a power nap is. He had a good power nap. Sometimes we're refreshed after that power nap, and we're ready for the rest of the events of the day. Suddenly that storm arose on the Sea of the Galilee, and fierce winds are blowing, and waves are dashing and creating and crushing and crashing the boat. Then the boat is beginning to fill with water. Now, we know how we'd feel if that was happening. We'd be hollering and crying and screaming as well. Now, these are his disciples. Like I said, these are his boys. They've been with him. They've seen him heal and raise the dead, and they've watched the miraculous things that he has done. They've seen his power. They've seen his glory. Can you see it in your own life? You're working. You're doing your job. You're just puddling along, you're on the Sea of Galilee, just sailing through life, and all of a sudden that storm hits. Whether it be illness, whether it be sickness, whether it be that child that becomes out of control, no matter what the circumstance, the storm hits your life. Hits you hard, because you're thinking, I got my head down, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm in the Word. But the storms are coming for me and for you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Sister Lillian and I can attest, because we're standing in this position, sometimes they seem to come even harder out of nowhere. Like Ali's left hook, if those who remember who Muhammad Ali is. Amen. 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 Not that I ever want to feel one of Ali's left hooks or right hooks. But you're reading your Bible, you're fasting and praying, all of a sudden that storm hit and it brings you to your knees. What am I going to do? How could this have happened to me right now? What in the world? Not that we shouldn't go to our knees. We should go to our knees to God to pray. But for some of us, those events of life brings us to our knees and we crumble. We lose the word. We forget to pray. We forget all of those things. But it is in those times that we need to remember our power. As true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to remember as his children that we have power. Verse 38, his disciples ran to him, "Teacher, teacher, don't you care that we're about to die? Don't you care what's happening to us?" You ever had children wake you up in the middle of a nap? Amen, amen. You speak a little sternly when they wake up in the middle of that good power nap. Amen, amen. Jesus gets up and he immediately rebukes the storm with a stern voice. "Hush, be still." How many times have you said to the storm in your life, "Hush, be still and know that I serve God"? This is the Son of God. He's telling the winds and the waves to hush. As we tell our little children, "Hush, be still." And the wind stopped at once and there was a perfect peacefulness. They didn't kind of ramble around and rumble around. There was a perfect peacefulness following. "Hush, be still." Here we are again in our life and trouble has arisen. The storms have come. Whatever it is, whatever the problem, the job loss, the marriage, the sickness in our house, about to lose our house, money issues, no matter what it is. And we run to Jesus. Not that we shouldn't, as I said. We should go to our knees. "Father, I need you. I need you now. I call upon you." But do I also utilize the word that he has given me, the word and the power he has given me through his holy word, through prayer? Do we not go to the mountain and tell the mountain to move? We lose our power. We give it away. The word that we've been grooming inside of us, the word that we've been fasting and meditating on, you have your own power through Jesus Christ. You can say to that storm, "Hush, be still." You can say to that mountain, "Move," and it has to move out of your way. John 14:12, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, anyone who believes in me as Savior will also do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these, in extent and outreach, because I am going to the Father. Greater works than this shall you do." He healed the sick and raised the dead. Greater works shall we do. Amen? Every crisis shouldn't bring us to a point of personal crisis. We have the power to weather some of those storms. Amen? Verse 40, "Why are you afraid?" Jesus' question, he's rebuking his disciples. "You're my people, my children." Because God is aware of our situation. He is there to protect him. Do we not trust him to protect us in that storm? Well, he was powerful enough to control the mighty winds and waves. Do you still have no faith at all in me? Do you still have no faith, no confidence that I am the Son of God? You are my friends, but you still do not believe. You can look at one another. You can look at this another way, I'm sorry. Perhaps Jesus was saying to them, "You know that I'm the Son of God. I am part of the Holy Triune. I am the Son of God. You know the wind and the sea can't kill me. I was there when my Father created them. I was there before the beginning and I will be there well beyond the end. I am eternal. Why are you afraid? You are with me and I am God in human form." I say the same to you in your everyday life. Why are you afraid? You serve a loving and living God. You serve an all-powerful God. You serve a risen Savior. Why are you afraid? Use the power that you proclaim here each Sunday as we shout and proclaim that we believe and love the Lord Jesus Christ. We proclaim that you are His children. The problem is we give the devil too much power and authority. We allow him to come in and tell us what's going to be instead of us telling the devil what's going to be. You can proclaim, you're going to leave my child alone, devil. You're going to leave my house alone, devil. You're going to get out of my marriage, devil. You're going to get your hands off my money. And mean what you say because you have the word of God to back it up. Because you serve, I serve a risen Savior. You remember the movie War Room, those of you that saw it, and we remember as she's walking through the house when she first begins to claim her power and she declares, devil, you're going to get out of my house because there's no room for you here. We have to have that kind of power in our daily lives. Every Sunday we shout that he got up with all power in his hands. But we live as though we don't believe that. We live as though we are afraid. We live as though what we are proclaiming every Sunday is a lie Monday through Saturday. That he only has power when we're here in the church. He has power any place you are, any place that his word is, any place that we believe in his son. He rolls with all power in his hand. There's nothing left to debate. There's no negotiation about that. Our Savior Jesus Christ has everything in his hand. That's not to say that we're not going to have rain in our life. The troubles come so we know how much power we do have. The troubles come so we do go to him in prayer. The troubles come so we do pull up and find our strength. We gird ourselves. All power is in his hand. And remember, no matter what, he is a loving God. He has our best interest at heart. When the rains do come, they come for a reason because he's allowed them to come. Hush, be still. Stop running to and from. Stop wailing and crying. There used to be an old hymn, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. It didn't say pick them up and bring them back and wail some more over them. It said take them to the Lord and leave them there. Walk with confidence. I know I've told you the story about my mother. We always had a funny relationship. I was always the person who was, and mother was always had a perfect peace about her. And it wasn't until I reached this age that I understand now her perfect peace because it rested in Jesus. No matter what came, she knew he had her in the palm of her hand. I remember the day I had to give her the news that there was nothing else they could do. And of course, nobody's happy to hear that news. But she said, God's will be done. And she lived her final year and a half just that way. Whatever came, she dealt with it with grace and peace. And I know I told you years ago the story of my aunt who was in a similar situation. And one day I was in the room with her and she sat up and proclaimed, my Savior's coming to get me. Jesus is on his way. Both those ladies showed me how to live and how to die. It is important how you do both. They taught me to live in a perfect peace, that God has me in the palm of his hand. That is not to say that sometimes Barb reverts to the old Barb. Y'all keep praying for me. Somebody not praying, I know it. But somebody keep praying for me. But I'm learning as I get older to live in that perfect peace, the perfect knowledge that my God has me. He did works greater than most of us could imagine. And his word tells us that we will do even greater. We've lost that power because we don't believe we have it in the first place. We continue to put him in a box. We continue to stifle what God can do because we say, oh, that's old days. That's back in the day. That's not here today. I want to tell you, every day somebody's cured of cancer.
Amen. Amen.
Every day somebody's house is saved from foreclosure. Because they believed. Because they didn't put God in the box and they knew he could do anything but fail. Every day, some wayward child comes home because the parents believed, fasted, and prayed. Amen? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. Everything I do is for your good and for my glory. Verse 41, then they were filled with great fear and said to each other, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? This was the real question. All they had seen did not equal the act. They weren't prepared for what they saw. They could wrap their mind around him casting out demons and healing the sick. But that he could control the elements of the world was beyond their grasp. Be still and know that I am God. The closest event they had that was in recorded history or in that time was the prophet Elijah. 1 Kings 17:1. Now Elijah, the Tishbite, who was the settler of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand here, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word. I think even Jesus' disciples placed him in a box. They labeled him special, unique, of course, beyond anything they had seen. But even they had him in a box. They still didn't believe or understand his true deity. That he was part of the Holy Trinity. That he was God in human form, that he walked with them and talked with him. They still didn't understand, who is this? 2,000 years later, we still ask, who is this? We claim we know, but we don't act as though we do. We don't act as though we serve a sovereign and omnipotent God. The disciples sensed he was something special, a special prophet even, more than a prophet, but still didn't believe that he was the Son of God. Who is this? This morning I invite you to examine in your life who he is. Is he your all in all? Is he your everything? Do you trust him with every breath, every fiber of your being? Do you trust him in the happy times and do you trust him in the dark hours? Do you trust him when you're on the storms, in the sea of life, in the storm? Do your actions exalt him? Or would he say, depart from me, I know you not? If you can't answer yes, I invite you to get to know him better. If you don't know him at all, never been introduced to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior. He shouldn't be your mama's Savior. He should be your personal Savior. You need a personal relationship with him. I invite you to meet him today. I invite you to meet God. Jesus came down through 40 and two generations, took on human form, born of a virgin, and lived. Died on a cross. Excuse me, died on Calvary's cross for you and I. He rose 3 days later with all power in the very palm of his hand. Not some, but all power. That's what I want you to take away from this. That he has all power in the very palm of his hand. He sits at the right hand of God and can do anything but fail. I invite you this morning to learn more of our Savior. I invite you to be able to say to the storms in your life, hush, be still. If you would stand to your feet this morning. Heavenly Father, if there's some sinner here that does not know you, if there's someone here that desires or needs a closer and more perfect relationship with you, Lord, right now, Lord, we ask you, Lord, if you are a sinner and need to be saved, just repeat this simple prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. I'm a wretch undone. I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that he came and died on Calvary's cross for my sins. And he rose 3 days later with all power in his hand for me. I confess my sin, Lord, and I ask your forgiveness. Wash me in the precious blood of the perfect Lamb, Lord. And I desire a closer relationship, a closer walk with Jesus. We pray these things this morning, Father, and if there's some that know you but need a closer relationship, Lord, give them a hunger that can't be filled to know you, to know your precious word this morning. In Jesus' precious and holy and righteous name I pray this morning. Amen. Amen. You may be seated all over the house. If you prayed that simple prayer this morning, we believe you have been saved. We ask you to visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com. And send us an email and let us know. Give us your contact information, email or phone number, and someone will contact you from our ministry to help you in your next steps on your journey to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Or you can call us at 215-748-4578. Do I have that right? Amen. Amen. Trying to do it from memory. Amen. And leave a message and someone from this ministry will call you back. And help you on your next step on this journey. Amen. I turn the service into the hands of our Deacon Todd. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let us thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For he anointed Sister Barbara with that word for us this morning. Thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to go into offering, but there's one thing I want to say. A lot of times during service, I'll pull this up on YouTube, so I'm also just watching where everything is with the camera. But the good thing about YouTube is all the prior sermons, you can see them. And so when you have some of those doubts that Sister Barbara was just preaching about, go back. When we look at the things that the pastor's been teaching us with planting and sowing and seeds, etc., go back. Hear that word again. Because that word will encourage you. She talked about when we get weak, go back. Watch it again. Read it again. Study it again. And that word will help you through. Amen. Amen. It's not me talking. He gave her that word for us this morning. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord, because whatever's going on in your life, he said, this day, I got a word for you that's going to help you through. Amen. 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 So I'm going to move to the next part of our service, which is offering time. Amen. We hear the preached word, which is the Lord giving of himself to us, and there's a way for us to give back to his kingdom. Amen? Amen. Amen. So as we say every week, and I will say again, there are really four ways to give, but there are three that I'm going to cover for those of you that are watching online. You can give by text message. You just text the code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 61. To the phone number 73256. When you do that, you'll receive a link and instructions for how you can give. Amen. You can give through our website. Please go to taylortabernacle.com. It's all one word, taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. You can give by U.S. mail. You can send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA, 19139. And for those of you who are here, over there on the side, we have the baskets for our church tithes and offering, and also for our speaker's offering. And if on your way out, when you go out the side, if you could just drop it right there in the box. Amen? Amen. Amen. But let us remember, we want to give for the building of His kingdom. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm now going to move forward to our announcements. First and foremost, we always want to say thank you, and that's coming from our pastor and the leadership team. We have opened up the church again. It's wonderful. We have people here in the service. Amen. So that we have those that are online and those that are here and present. And the pastor thanks you for coming in to attend. Amen. Amen. The one caveat is if you're feeling ill, it's probably better to stay home. Amen. Amen. But if you're feeling nice and healthy and good, come on in. Welcome us. Bring your friends. Amen. We're still observing our COVID restrictions. Everyone in here has a mask except for me because I'm up here. But again, if we're not feeling too hot, let's just stay at home. We can always watch it online. Amen. Amen. Now, so for some of our other announcements, Turning the Tide Spring Fundraising Campaign, as was mentioned, May was the start, amen, of the Turning the Tide Spring Fundraising Campaign. First Lady Jemai Ford has been working hard with the Tide staff, the partners, and the volunteers to get many of Tide's programs up and running. To do this, however, Tide requires financial support and is asking everyone in the Taylor Nation to financially support Turning the Tide. And our target for this fundraiser, which runs through, is still running, is $50,000. A couple things, if you may be new online and you're wondering what is Turning the Tide, it is a computer center up on the second floor of the church where we offer free services to the community. Everything that's in there as far as the hardware and the equipment were things that were given to us or things that we've been able to add due to the donations so that we can serve this community in several different ways. And we're glad to get to the point where that is back up and running so that people from West Philadelphia and from other places in Philadelphia can come here and get the assistance they need in various ways. Amen? Amen. And then also with Turning the Tide, I just want to make sure we know, as I mentioned the church mailbox a moment ago, you can always mail in a donation to Turning the Tide. Again, that would be sent to Taylor Tabernacle. You would indicate Turning the Tide, and it's the mailbox 6309, and Philadelphia, PA 19139. Now for some of the events that are going on this month, June 17th. Is the 15th Annual Neighborhood Job Fair and Resource Village. It's Friday, June 17th, which will be next Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The location is Aramark Star Complex, which is at 1816 North 15th Street, Philadelphia, PA. It's the corner of 15th and Montgomery. This is one of Philadelphia's longest-running annual citywide job fair events. Amen. Over 80 confirmed employers representing diverse industries and professions will be present. And this is presented by Temple University's LinFest North Philadelphia Workforce Initiative and the Pennsylvania Legislative Black Caucus. Amen. All job seekers, strongly, you are urged strongly to attend. Amen. 15th in Montgomery, next Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come dressed to impress. Bring your resumes. Be prepared to meet and greet and speak to several different employers. Amen. 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 So that's an opportunity for those that are out there. Next thing, something was a little out of order on here, but let me cover it now. Today, everybody say today. Today at 11 o'clock, our pastor, Daryl Scott, and First Lady Rochelle Scott over at St. Mark's Baptist Church, they are having a celebration for their 50th church anniversary. Amen. That's 50 years. that God has kept his house in operation in that neighborhood. Amen. We should always praise when one of God's houses where the word is being preached is established and still standing, that that word may go out. Amen. Amen. That is this day. And if you want to go in person, it is at 1238, so 1238 South 23rd Street in Philadelphia, 19146. If you want to attend via Zoom, that's 377-797-8070. And I'll read it again. The Zoom meeting ID, 377-797-8070. And the passcode is 123823. Again, the passcode, 123823. Amen. So let's tune in at 11 a.m. Amen. Back to some announcements as we go forward in the month on June 19th. Anybody know what happens on June 19th? Father's Day. They said it. They didn't say it loud, but they said Father's Day. So we can take some credit for that. Yes, it's Father's Day. Amen. Amen. See, we didn't get to brunch and everything else, but it's Father's Day. Amen. So let us celebrate in person with our pastor. And we're going to have a guest speaker, Reverend Dr. James Edlow Sr. He is the pastor of Faith Fellowship Baptist Church. Amen. Amen. So that's next Sunday. We will have a guest speaker, a pastor from another church. Pastor Edlow is joining us to give us a preached word. Amen. Amen. So if we can, let's make sure we come out and let's make sure we tune in. All right. On June 26th, if you have a prayer request, please visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and go to the prayer request page or call our church at 215-748-4578 and leave a voicemail so we can respond to you. You can always hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook. And always go to the church website, amen, and you can find out what is going on. And as we've said, and I'll say it a third time, church number, 215-748-4578. Call us if you need anything, if you have a question, you've been watching online, you want to know more, you may be in another state, you just want to know more about the Lord. Call. We will call you back. Amen? With that, I'm going to bring up our sister Barbara for our benediction.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to add one announcement, if you will. Next Sunday, Pastor's asking everyone to come back to welcome him back into the house. Amen. Amen. We've been praying for him, and he is doing much better. So he wants you to come out next week and see him and welcome him back into the tabernacle. Amen. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, you may stand to your feet. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for this time that we could come together to fellowship, Lord, to lift your name, to glorify your name, Lord. We ask you to give us traveling mercies, Lord, as we return home, Lord. And we ask you to keep us until we meet again. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.